local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome to your Wednesday. It is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. And Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. I'll tell you this right now. Gusty winds and rain, part of the mix this morning. Getting showers right there in Saraland. Also getting it right at the state line out towards Sims. A little bit south of Wilmer, you're getting it as well in Baldwin County. Looks like Loxley getting a shower right now and a small shower south of Foley. Dr. Bill will give us more details coming up. First, we'll check the ride in on this windy Wednesday with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Bellingrath and Lundy. Just wrapping up that accident without injuries. His traffic looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway, but again, hang on to that wheel. Gusts of over 35 miles an hour already this morning reported. A nice ride coming down from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard with light traffic on the interstate. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models, and ask about their free furniture packages. Pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with showers and temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, then colder with lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Jillian, did you borrow the noodle nose pliers?
Does Reinhold know you're out here going through his tools?
He won't mind. I'm getting ready to unfix a few of our expenses.
What do you mean?
He was saying that our business will suffer if we don't do something to lower our fixed expenses. I figured if they're already fixed and they're still causing a problem, then I can just unfix them and that should solve everything, right?
Kinda, sorta, yeah. I mean, you're going about it the wrong way. You don't need tools, just a telephone. Making a call to the Jack Green and Insurance agency is what you should do if you're looking to lower your fixed expenses. Jack Green is always helping people lower their insurance premiums on all types of commercial insurance.
Helping people in business stay in business.
That's right.
What a concept.
It's pretty simple.
Jack can save you money on your homeowners and the all-important wind coverage. Call Jack Green for your quote today in Mobile, 251-344-5393.
Step away from the power tools.
Sorry.
All right, 708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill and Kane. Kelly will be back with us soon. Give you the latest information as well on the funeral arrangements for slain Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor. First, a little bit from the press conference yesterday with Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste talking about what happened on Sunday.
As we know, on Sunday at approximately 3 o'clock p.m., Officer Sean Tudor lost his life at the hands of Marco Perez. Give you an idea of what took place, a little bit of what took place. Officer Tudor, while scheduled to be off on that day, received information from a confidential informant, and he received authorization to come out and to follow up on the information that he received from a confidential informant. He coordinated with the on-duty supervisor to go to the area to lay eyes on the suspect in question, Marco Perez. As Officer Tudor pulled into the parking lot of Peach Place, Ms. Perez approached his vehicle at a rapid rate and caused Officer Tudor to have to take action. As a result of that, Officer Tudor and Marco Perez engaged in a scuffle. At some point, Marco Perez pulled a weapon and shot Officer Tudor multiple times. As a result of the injuries he sustained, as a result of the gunshot, he later died from those injuries. As I've always shared with you guys, because this is an ongoing investigation, I will have to be somewhat limited and guarded in the information that I share with you, because the easy part of what we do a lot of times is actually making the arrest, but the hard part is following through and making sure that we have successful prosecution.
All right. A little bit from yesterday's presser. Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste talking about slain police officer Sean Tudor. More information now as well. Yesterday, we mentioned that you had visitation tomorrow going on at Dolphin Street Baptist Church. That would be 5 to 8 tomorrow evening. Then again, 10 to 11 on Friday morning. Then the funeral service would be at 11. And then the procession, obviously, to leave the church and head to Mobile Memorial Gardens on Three Notch. The procession here, as per our news partners at WKRG, said the funeral procession will immediately follow the service from Dolphin Way Baptist Church. The funeral procession will travel Dolphin Street West to McGregor. Okay, picture that. Then it will turn on McGregor and head south to Azalea, because McGregor, when it crosses airport, becomes Azalea, continuing south to Government and turning west onto Government and traveling to Three Notch. So we talked about it last hour, but you and I just kind of going through this, Dalton, I thought about a couple places because I'm thinking back to the way people lined up when this procession happened for Justin Billa and how they lined up along the streets. I would say that probably pretty tough, other than Spring Hill Hospital or right across the street there by Atlanta Bread or something like that, to stand as they come out of the church. The next best place, I would say, would be there by the Moe's Southwest Grill and across the street at the Pinebrook Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. As McGregor approaches airport, that area would be good. Then when you cross over and it becomes Azalea, now you're heading south. You mentioned, that there's a whole lot of parking lot. It's pretty much from there at the corner the whole way down to where the neighborhoods start, which is where Michael comes in. Mm-hmm. from the east. So that whole area down the west side would be very, very good. And then when you get down to 90, when you get to Government, there's places to stand. You pointed out that vacant lot there on the left, and also there's that shopping center right there on the right that's at the corner of Azalea 90.
Yeah, there's a lot of parking there, and kind of across the street from Azalea, once you get onto Government, there's another smaller empty lot. Mm-hmm. Where you'll mm-hmm. see a lot of fruit stands and other places pop up during summer, and that's probably a good place to park also, where you'll be able to see the procession. And then
all the way down Government, that's your route home. Mm-hmm. Down there, and there's a lot of parking lots, and I'm sure that within reason, I'm going to speak for them, that businesses would be all right with you stopping there to stand and pay respects to the family as they pass by.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And that's kind of the route, if I remember correctly, for the Justin Billa procession, that part of Government, where there were, I remember it almost as clear as day, nearly a year ago, just cars and trucks all the way down. Mm-hmm. Government watching the procession, and a beautiful send-off for Officer Billa. And I'm sure on Friday it'll be another beautiful send-off for Officer Tudor.
Absolutely. Also, events going on today and in the future to benefit the widow and the family of Officer Tudor. It is an event today going on at Moe's Southwest Grill on Schillinger. Okay. They have 10% of proceeds today going to Chrissy Tudor.
Mm-hmm. And reports that Officer Tudor,
it was regular there, right?
A regular. Yeah. There, because he was kind of in that area, and that he ate there at Moe's Southwest Grill on Schillinger often. So they're doing a fundraiser for him today. And then later in February, on February 10th, which is a Sunday, they're going to have a fundraiser at the Azalea Manor. That'll run from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. The event organizer, Sharon Summerlin, says there'll be music, food, and an auction, and all the proceeds raised will go directly to Officer Tudor's wife, Chrissy. And you can also volunteer to help with that fundraiser. They say you should arrive by 10 a.m. at Azalea Manor on that Sunday, February 10th, and then stay as long as you can.
I know of another event coming up. We're just trying to get the ink dry on this, and we'll bring it to you, and I think that'll be one of many. Remember, if you've got an event going on that is to benefit the family here, or events like we're talking about that benefit the Coast Guard families during the shutdown, remember, let us know about it. We can put it on our Facebook, put it on the air, and get a lot more eyes and ears on it.
And a side note, that same group that's putting together the fundraiser at Azalea Manor, they're also taking water for officers during the funeral on Friday. And they say if you want to donate water to the officers, you could take it to Costco there at McGowan Park.
They already got it at Costco. You
they do.
Buy it and bring it out.
Buy it and take it outside. But the deadline for donating water would be 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay, and is there somebody? Well, we'll dig into that and find out who you got to ask at Costco or where.
Yeah, we will have to ask to see where exactly you drop it off at Costco.
Well, I think a lot of us would go do that. We can do that today.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy one.
All right, 7:15, we'll check in with News 5 next.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzell at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Visitation for slain Mobile police officer Sean Tudor is set for Thursday evening from 5 to 8 at Dauphin Way Baptist Church. Another visitation will take place at 10 Friday morning with the funeral to follow at 11. A procession from there to Mobile Memorial Gardens will follow Azalea Road to Highway 90 to Three Notch Road. People are expected to line the route to pay their respects to Officer Tudor. Former students from the Alabama School of Math and Science are weighing in on a rape investigation involving a current student. We're told a group of alumni made a plan to hound the school with calls and emails saying they're angry with how the school responded. The reaction is in response to a letter sent to parents by the alleged victim, which claims the school did not call police when the student reported the assault. In a previous statement from ASMS, the board says police were called, but that statement doesn't say when. The Florida Highway Patrol released pictures of a truck they believe to be involved in a deadly hit and run that happened last Thursday night. It's an image of a dump truck towing a 30-foot trailer. The crash happened on Fairfield Drive. The victim has not been identified. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Major League Baseball has their first ever unanimous selection to the Hall of Fame. Auburn basketball loses a close game, and the Senior Bowl practices have been moved for today. It's 7:17 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2019 Baseball Hall of Fame class was announced yesterday, with longtime New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera becoming the first player ever to receive 100% of the vote.
Being elected to the Hall of Fame unanimous, it's amazing. You know, all I have to say is thank God for that.
Former Yankees and Baltimore Orioles pitcher Mike Mussina, the late Toronto Blue Jays and Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Roy Halladay, and former Seattle Mariners designated hitter Edgar Martinez were also elected into the Hall. Rivera holds the record for most saves all time with 652 and won 5 World Series championships with the Yankees. Before yesterday, no one had ever been a unanimous selection to the Hall of Fame before Rivera, who broke Ken Griffey Jr.'s mark of 99.32% of the vote from 2 years ago. Even Babe Ruth didn't get 100% of the Hall of Fame votes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
wow.
Crazy. In SEC basketball last night, the Alabama Crimson Tide cruised past number 20 Ole Miss 74-53. John Petty came off the bench and led the Tide with 15 points, and Dante Hall scored 11 points with 10 rebounds for a school record 4th consecutive double-double. The 16th-ranked Auburn Tigers lost a tough one at home to South Carolina 80-77. The Gamecocks pulled off the upset behind Chris Silva's career-high 32 points. In other games, number 8 Kentucky crushed number 22 Mississippi State 76-55, and Florida beat Texas A&M 81-72. Saints fans are not taking it easy on the NFL after losing to Los Angeles in Sunday's NFC Championship game. After a missed call by officials helped keep the Saints out of the Super Bowl, at least 2 lawsuits have been filed by local attorneys on behalf of Saints fans. The lawsuits are meant to compel Commissioner Roger Goodell to use his power under the NFL rulebook to replay the final minute and 49 seconds of regulation of the Saints' overtime loss. In addition, Saints fan Matt Bowers has rented billboards in and around Atlanta, that's where Super Bowl 53 is being held, to voice his displeasure with the league. Some of the billboards read, "Saints got robbed," and "NFL blew it the Cajun way," B-L-E-A-U-X. Also, a petition that started on change.org to replay the game had nearly 600,000 signatures as of Tuesday afternoon. The Saints have taken no formal action against the league so far, but owner Gail Benson released a statement on Monday saying she has, quote, "been in touch with the NFL regarding yesterday's events and will aggressively pursue changes in NFL policies to ensure no team and fan base is ever put in a similar position again."
In coaching news, the Kansas City Chiefs fired defensive coordinator Bob Sutton on Tuesday. Sutton has worked as Kansas City's defensive coordinator since 2013. That's when the Chiefs brought in Andy Reid as the head coach. This year, the Chiefs finished 31st in total defense, while the offense finished number one overall in the NFL. Senior Bowl practices began yesterday at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The teams were scheduled to practice at Ladd again today, but due to potential bad weather, Executive Director Jim Nagy announced last night that the teams will instead move practices to South Alabama's new indoor facility. Because of the limited space, today's practices will be closed to the public, but the NFL Network will air a full recap beginning at 7 p.m. Oakland Raiders head coach John Gruden is coaching the Northern squad this year. He spoke about the advantage of coaching all of those NFL prospects.
You're going to get to learn 100 players and get some hands-on information that you couldn't get if you weren't coaching a game. So we've drafted players from this game before, and I'm sure we'll do that again.
The Raiders have 3 first-round picks in this year's NFL draft. Practices will be back at Ladd Peebles Stadium tomorrow and open to the public. 7:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
If you gave money or property to someone as a gift this year, you might owe a federal gift tax. Many gifts are not subject to the gift tax. Some examples are gifts made to a spouse or a charity. The value does not exceed the annual exclusion of $15,000. Tuition or medical expenses paid directly to an institution for someone, or gifts to a political organization. You and your spouse can gift up to $30,000 to a third party without making it taxable. One half of the gift can be made by you and one half made by your spouse, though you must file a gift tax return to show that you and your spouse agreed to use gift splitting even when the value is less than the annual exclusion. You do not have to file a gift tax return on gifts made to political organizations or when paying someone's tuition or medical expenses.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be mild with showers and temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, then colder with lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, lighter than usual traffic as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway for now, but it's pretty gusty winds, up to 35 miles an hour recorded, so be careful. Airport, Cottage Hill, also Moffitt and 65, St. Stephen's Road and along I-165. You've seen some radar and some backups, but no new wrecks in the roadways. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could be the best in school history, including 3 games versus Alabama. Call 461-USA today for more information. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 7:25, FM Talk 106.5. And, got a text here Water covering a little bit of the eastbound lanes of the causeway. That's usually right there along the foot of Chocolata where that's happening. You get those big south winds going on and the low pressure, and depending on what the tide's doing, you get that water up. Dr. Bill will give us details on the big south wind bringing rain for today and cooler weather by the end of the week. I want to check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM, and as always, talk inventory, because I know you got it packed in there.
We do have it packed in. That's literally the truth. Got it packed in. All our business is great, and I think it has a lot to do because we have such a great selection of inventory and financing to go with it.
And when you just say inventory, you're not just... The thing is, y'all can pick the vehicles we want. Y'all don't have to take any vehicles that aren't popular along the Gulf Coast. You're narrowing down to the vehicles we want to drive.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, we listen to our customers. If we don't have it, then we try to find it for them, but we also make a note of what people are looking for that we don't have, so we can fill that void the next trip.
All right. Speaking of fixing problems for people, too... No credit. If somebody's looking for their first vehicle, trying to build credit, you even have credit programs for them.
Absolutely. We've got two different options for first-time buyers. So we can take care of that right on site, usually in 30 minutes or less.
All right. Give us directions to come check out that inventory and to talk financing.
We're on Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good day.
You too. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 726 FM Talk 106.5. Jeff Poor is going to join us after 8 o'clock. Lots to talk about, of course, in national news. And we'll get into shutdown day, 30 or whatever we're in. I have now lost count.
We're getting really close to a month.
We've gotten to the point that I'm starting to lose count of the days. I'll talk to him about that. Also, more state political news. Some of that being the people lined up to run for Senate in 2020. Now, yesterday on the show, I talked to State Auditor Jim Ziegler, who yesterday announced his exploratory, now get these words correct, words have meaning, exploratory campaign into running for 2020. In other words, he's going to go see if people want to give him money to run in 2020.
It's an important part of any election.
And in our conversation, you can go back and listen to the podcast too. If you want to, hour number one. Actually, there was only 1 hour of Midday Mobile yesterday because of the schedule change. But in that first hour, talking to Jim Ziegler, and he said when he was at the inaugural event a couple weeks ago in Montgomery, and I asked him about former Governor Bentley being there, he then said during that he overheard people were saying that Robert Bentley was saying that he thought he was invited to the inauguration because people saw him as a potential candidate for Senate in 2020. Now, the terms of his deal that he left office with said he couldn't run for statewide office again, but I guess the nuance is federal. So Robert Bentley considering a run in 2020.
Wow.
Jim Ziegler considering that run. Of course, the question is, will Roy Moore? Because Roy talked to Jeff yesterday, and we'll talk to him about that after 8. Will Roy Moore be running in 2020? AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne looks like he's going to be running in 2020 for Senate. And then State Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh is looking like he's going to be running. Or maybe Will Ainsworth, the newly elected Lieutenant Governor of the state of Alabama. Just a few of the names on the Republican side that could be running to unseat Doug Jones.
The list is getting longer and longer, but just sit there and imagine. Can you imagine if we have Roy Moore and former Governor Bentley in the same Senate race?
Hold on 1 second. Time for petitions here in church. Please, Lord. put it that way.
Amazing.
All right. Coming up to a not-so-sweet story. If you like to give those, what do you call those little things?
The sweethearts.
The sweethearts for Valentine's? It's not a thing. You have to go back and get some yet thrown in the back of the pantry. Of course, they're, you know, they don't expire for decades, so they're probably fine.
Yeah, we'll have to save them for the apocalypse if you like.
More stories on that on the way. And we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police have released new information in the death of Officer Sean Tudor. Chief Lawrence Batiste outlined the fatal encounter Officer Tudor had with 19-year-old Marco Perez. Undercover and on a tip from an informant, Officer Tudor drove to West Mobile Sunday to look for Perez at the Peach Place Inn. He was sitting in his car when Perez rapidly approached him. A scuffle broke out and Officer Tudor was shot several times.
And then he reholstered his weapon because of the physical contact that took place.
At the time of the shooting, Officer Tudor was alone, but backup was on the way. The list of failing schools in the state of Alabama is out. Of the 76 schools who made the list, 11 are in the News 5 viewing area, 9 in Mobile County, 1 in Monroe County, and 1 in Escambia County. Failing is defined as a school listed in the bottom 6% based on standardized testing in math and reading. You'll soon be able to fly nonstop from Mobile to Denver and Chicago. Frontier Airlines announced it will start service out of Mobile out of Brookley Field, not Mobile Regional Airport. Frontier will be the first significant commercial airline to fly to the downtown airport in decades. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up. The Senate will vote on two competing proposals to end the government shutdown. One, the president's plan. The other, a temporary plan favored by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Both bills will require members to cross party lines. The big question is whether they will do it. Schumer hopes Republicans will join Democrats and pass option number two.
I urge enough of my Republican colleagues to join we Democrats in voting for that proposal. It's already passed the House. That could open up the government.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
L.A. teachers are back to work today.
The teachers have what union president Alex Caputo Pearl says
is a very good agreement.
Among the wins, a reduction of class sizes by 7 students, first in overcrowded English and math classes, hundreds more nurses, dozens more librarians, increased green space on many campuses, and a reduction of standardized testing by 50%. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Teachers in Denver have voted to go on strike after negotiations with the school district failed. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Its NBC Universal Media Unit and high-speed internet business fed fourth-quarter growth at Comcast, offsetting a continued loss of traditional pay TV subscribers. The company's raising its quarterly dividend 10% in 2019 to 84 cents per share. IBM stock soared almost 7% after the company unveiled its latest quarterly earnings results, which beat the mark. Big Blue delivered a quarter that beat on the top and bottom lines and issued solid guidance. Shares had been declining about 1% during regular trading hours. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority wants to study how congestion pricing could work in car-crazy Los Angeles, including converting carpool lanes to toll lanes, taxing drivers based on the number of miles they travel, or charging a fee to enter certain neighborhoods and business districts. The LA Times reports in Southern California, 3 in 4 commuters drive alone to work. The Dow Jones sagged Tuesday, ending the Blue Chip Index's 4-day winning streak, 302 points lower on the day. That's Your Money Now.
Cure your cabin fever with a fresh new floor from Lumber Liquidators. Get Charming Copper Heavy, a solid hardwood for only $2.99. That's 33% off. Or save up to 10% off all Corlux waterproof flooring, like best-selling Beach Cottage Oak Engineered Vinyl Plank. Or get Stone Look Tile as low as 98 cents. Lumber Liquidators professional installation team can even put in your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning: this product contains nicotine.
Nicotine is...
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. And checking with Dr. Bill here, but I want to add to this. We got a text earlier about some water coming up on the eastbound lanes of the causeway. Normal thing. You get a south wind, low pressure. This happens. It says here from Algo Mobile. It says roadway flooded on 90 eastbound. That's the causeway. Milepost 38.8. Oh, yeah. Old 38.8. It says it's near exit 30, I-10, Spanish Fort. Now, that's probably the causeway. That's the midway. Crossing. That's where the Bayway and the Causeway cross. It says expect major delays in traffic. And Dr. Bill, that's all part of this front that's moving through.
Yeah, the in fact, the front's still a long ways off. We're getting a lot of shower activity now that is well ahead of the front, and it's affecting southeast Mississippi. And in our area, these showers are coming in from the Gulf and kind of tracking in a southwest to northeast direction. And, of course, the winds are out of the south and southwest, and they're gusting up over 30 miles an hour, and that's what's causing the problem now on the causeway. We look for this to continue on through the day, and the cold front itself now is over in western Louisiana and up on to northwest Mississippi, and it will continue to move in our direction, and looks like it'll get here late this afternoon or possibly early this evening. So we can look for... numerous showers through the day, and then some of the heavier showers will be associated with the cold front late this afternoon. Could see a few thunderstorms, and there is a slight chance that one or two of those could become severe. But for the most part, it'll be a rainfall for the area. So we could pick up through the day another half an inch or perhaps an inch of rain, maybe more in some locations as all of this activity moves through. Conditions will improve later tonight, and then tomorrow we should have plenty of sunshine. Now today, temperatures are going to be in the 60s to near 70, and then tonight, once that front moves through, the wind will shift around to the northwest, and we'll cool into the upper 30s at daybreak. And then for tomorrow, with plenty of sunshine, it'll be cool, around 55 degrees, and then down into the mid-30s tomorrow night. As for the rest of the week, Friday, a sunny day, only 52 for the high, and then Friday night, down into the mid-30s again. And the weekend is looking good right now. Sunny in upper 50s on Saturday, and mostly sunny and around 60 degrees on Sunday.
All right, sounds good for the weekend, but we just got to get through today. And once again, rain and some wind, but you don't see any worry here for severe weather today?
It's just a slight chance that we could see a severe thunderstorm, but there will be some thunderstorm activity along that front later this afternoon and possibly early this evening.
All right, and Dr. Bill, if people have not picked up their copy of the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, shame on them, but tell them where they can go get it.
Well, here at Mobile at West Marine, and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars also have copies, as well as Robert Moore Christmastown. And if you're over in the Eastern Shore, Robertsdale Power Equipment and Autocraft Collision Centers, and in Fairhope, Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, 65 now at our studios. Rain showers affecting you. Looks like coming your way, Weeks Bay, you're going to get some of this. Also, down along Fort Morgan Peninsula, getting that rain. And then Saraland getting it. It looks like a little bit around Criolla Axis and on to the north, Mount Vernon getting it as well. Mobile, relatively dry right now, but another shell getting ready to head our way in the next few minutes. We'll keep our eyes on this throughout the morning and also check in on traffic with Kane. 7:39, we'll be right back.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we'll meet third-generation automotive business owner Ty Bullard. More after this message from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
My guess is you, like me, don't know the pressure of operating a company that has been around for three generations. A company where your family name is familiar across town and all over social media. Where you've inherited staff who have been there almost as long as you've been alive. This is Ty Bullard's world. He's the dealer principal of Joe Bullard Automotive Group. He's working to change things while keeping it as successful as it's always been. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, delays on the interstate now. We've got an accident southbound 65 between Spring Hill and Dolphin Street, closer to the Spring Hill exit, really slowing up traffic. I-165 Service Road and New Bay Bridge. Also got an accident clearing off of Spring Hill Avenue and West I-65 Service Road, Moffitt and Schillinger. And they've had to reset the lights more than once at Greenlot and Cody this morning. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope now offering same-day all porcelain crowns. And they're open on Fridays and Saturdays for your convenience. From sedation dentistry to same-day crowns, Advanced Dental Comfort, 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
741 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. I'll say a big hello. They're probably not up yet, but I say a gigantic hello to all the NFL folks in town. You'll know them when you're in a local restaurant or somewhere, and a group of giants walks in. I mean, just... like, you'll see a table full of people, like I'd be downtown, maybe you'll be at Heroes or something, and see these behemoths sitting against, they're all NFL guys,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, one defensive edge rusher, Montez Sweat, who played at Mississippi State, and you know, they do the measurements, I think, on Monday, mm-hmm. as the players had come in, and they start measuring all the players, because that's so hugely important to NFL teams to get right. All the different measurements. But Montez Sweat, you know, on the edge rushers, they want him to have really, really long arms. I think they said his wingspan was something like 85 inches.
Holy
right
cow.
Around there. They said his arms basically hang down to his knees. So if he is in one of those restaurants, he probably doesn't have to ask you to pass the salt.
No, he can just go ahead and get it off your table?
All the way across.
No, another table.
another table.
The players, obviously, but I was thinking more like, you know, because lots of the coaching staffs and scouts are players that once were players uh-huh. in the NFL or college, and so they're just a gigantic bunch of individuals. You'll see, you know, I mean, you'll get there and you'll have the scouts and staff in there, and there'll be the table, and they're all like 260 or something like that. They're
yeah,
giant people.
So many big guys.
And you were talking about the players too. You said that one of the seniors for Senior Bowl just became a dad.
Yeah. Pretty cool story. This is from ESPN that I found this story, but Kalen Saunders, he's a defensive lineman, comes from Western Illinois, and he's down here this week for the Senior Bowl. Well, he's got another pretty important thing that's going on at home. His wife apparently gave birth. That happened this week. She went into labor in Chicago. He tweeted yesterday, right around 5:46 in the afternoon, he said, "I am a father. Thank you, God, for your continued blessings. I love you so much. Cambridge Vanier Saunders, daddy's coming home real soon." Because Senior Bowl week is so important mm-hmm. to so many of these prospects, especially the ones that are trying
it's
to make
a big deal.
Put themselves on the draft boards of these teams or move up the draft board and make a little bit more money. He said, she calls me and she's like, "I'm feeling lightheaded," and all this kind of stuff. stuff. She's felt lightheaded before. It just comes with being pregnant. Next thing I know, I was on Snapchat, and I see her in scrubs in the hospital bed. I FaceTime her immediately, like, hold on, you said you were feeling lightheaded. You didn't say this. She was in the hospital. He said her mom's with her, though, and he's really happy about it that she had somebody with her and that he can FaceTime also and support her through the process.
Okay, if you're looking at telling that story, number one, new dad, new family, good story. Number two there, if you're marketing to anybody that's younger than 50, just think about what he said. Or maybe younger than 40. He just said he Snapchatted and then went to FaceTime.
Right.
I mean, they didn't pick up the phone and call, didn't pen a letter.
Didn't have to leave a message.
Didn't pen an email, which is yesterday. I mean, he Snapchats and then goes to FaceTime.
Yep.
There's a tell there in that, you know, the way people communicate these days.
He said he was hoping he'd be there. The baby was due on January 31st, but they kind of had a feeling that the baby might show up earlier. He said that he and his fiance agreed for him to stay in Mobile because this week is so important to his NFL career.
And then speaking of love being in the air, yeah, bad news if you like to give out those sweethearts, the conversation hearts, the, you know, I love you, be mine, all those, the chalky candy things, which I like Nico wafers, I love the flavor of, but they're not in the shelves this year.
Yeah, it's been a tough few years for Nico wafers. I guess it's going to be tough, really, really tough to find them because they haven't put out new sweethearts this year.
Thank goodness the shelf life is 1,200 years, something like that.
Yeah, like Twinkies. You can get them. It's going to be a little bit expensive. I guess Amazon is selling them $9 for a box. That's the starting price.
The ones you give out for those little?
Yeah, $9.
You're stinking kidding me.
You can get an eight-pack box of candles. Oh, candies. I'm reading it wrong. I was about to say they started making candles.
Whatever.
Yeah. eBay's got the 8-pack box for $12. So I guess eBay has a little bit better of a deal than Amazon. But yeah, the company went out of business, but they are planning on being back. The CEO,
they're retooling the company, right?
Yeah, Kirk Vashaw, he's the CEO. He said, we're looking forward to announcing the relaunch of Sweethearts for the 2020 Valentine's Day season. But this year, it's going to be tough to find them if you're trying to show someone how much you love them.
Be mine. 7:45. We'll be right back.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News. Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Visitation for slain Mobile police officer Sean Tudor is set for Thursday evening from 5 to 8 at Dauphin Way Baptist Church. Another visitation will take place at 10 Friday morning with the funeral to follow at 11. A procession from there to Mobile Memorial Gardens will follow Azalea Road to Highway 90 to Three Notch Road. People are expected to line the route to pay their respects to Officer Tudor. Former students from the Alabama School of Math and Science are weighing in on a rape investigation involving a current student. We're told a group of alumni made a plan to hound the school with calls and emails saying they're angry with how the school responded. The reaction is in response to a letter sent to parents by the alleged victim, which claims the school did not call police when the student reported the assault. In a previous statement from ASMS, the board says police were called, but that statement doesn't say when. The Florida Highway Patrol released pictures of a truck they believe to be involved in a deadly hit and run that happened last Thursday night. It's an image of a dump truck towing a 30-foot trailer. The crash happened on Fairfield Drive. The victim has not been identified. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The first ever unanimous selection to the Hall of Fame in baseball. Saints fans going after the NFL, and the Senior Bowl practices for today have been moved. It's 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2019 Baseball Hall of Fame class was announced yesterday, with longtime New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera becoming the first player ever to receive 100% of the vote.
Being elected to the Hall of Fame unanimous, it's amazing. You know, all I have to say is thank God for that.
Former Yankees and Baltimore Orioles pitcher Mike Mussina, the late Toronto Blue Jays and Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Roy Halladay, and former Seattle Mariners designated hitter Edgar Martinez were also elected into the Hall on Tuesday. Rivera holds the record for most saves all time with 652, and he won 5 World Series with the Yankees. Before yesterday, no one had ever been a unanimous selection to the Hall of Fame before Rivera, who broke Ken Griffey Jr.'s mark of 99.32% of the vote from 2 years ago. Even Babe Ruth didn't get 100% of the vote. In SEC basketball last night, the Alabama Crimson Tide cruised past number 20 Ole Miss 74-53. John Petty came off the bench and led the Tide with 15 points, and Dante Hall scored 11 points with 10 rebounds for a school record 4th consecutive double-double. The 16th-ranked Auburn Tigers lost a tough one at home to South Carolina 80-77. The Gamecocks pulled off the upset behind Chris Silva's career-high 32 points. And actually, that game was in South Carolina. In other games, number 8 Kentucky crushed number 22 Mississippi State 76-55, and Florida beat Texas A&M 81-72. Saints fans are not letting the NFL off easy after losing to Los Angeles in Sunday's NFC Championship game. After a missed call by officials helped keep the Saints out of the Super Bowl, at least 2 lawsuits have been filed by local attorneys on behalf of Saints fans. The lawsuits are meant to compel Commissioner Roger Goodell to use his power under the NFL rulebook to replay the final minute and 49 seconds of regulation of the Saints' overtime loss. In addition, Saints fan Matt Bowers has rented billboards in and around the Atlanta area, that's where Super Bowl 53 will be held, to voice his displeasure with the league. The billboards read, "Saints got robbed and NFL blew it." The Cajun way, B-L-E-A-U-X. Also, a petition that started on change.org. No, everyone goes to the petitions when something doesn't go their way. The petition is to replay the game. It had nearly 600,000 signatures as of yesterday afternoon. Saints have taken no formal action against the league so far, but owner Gail Benson released a statement on Monday saying she has, quote, been in touch with the NFL regarding yesterday's events and will aggressively pursue changes in NFL policies to ensure no team and fan base is ever put in a similar position again. In coaching news, the Kansas City Chiefs fired defensive coordinator Bob Sutton on Tuesday. Sutton has worked as Kansas City's defensive coordinator since 2013. That's when the Chiefs brought in Andy Reid as the head coach. This year, the Chiefs finished 31st in total defense, while their offense finished number 1 overall in the NFL. Senior Bowl practices began yesterday at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The teams were scheduled to practice at Ladd again today, but due to potential bad weather, Executive Director Jim Nagy announced last night that the teams will instead move practices to South Alabama's new indoor practice facility. Because of the limited space, today's practices will be closed to the public, but the NFL Network will air a full recap beginning at 7 p.m. Oakland Raiders coach John Gruden is coaching the Northern squad this year. He spoke about the advantage of coaching all of these NFL prospects.
You're going to get to learn 100 players and get some hands-on information that you couldn't get if you weren't coaching the game. So we've drafted players from this game before, and I'm sure we'll do that again.
The Raiders have 3 first-round picks in this year's NFL draft. Practices will be back at Ladd Peebles Stadium tomorrow and open to the public. 7:52 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department working several accidents. I-65 Service Road and New Bay Bridge Road. Also one slowing up traffic southbound 65 between Spring Hill and Dolphin Street. At Spring Hill Avenue and West I-65 Service Road. Also Moffitt and Schillinger. Those accidents are waiting for the wreckers. With Valentine's Day quickly approaching, it's time to consult the experts at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Enjoy champagne upon arrival of your two-night stay at the historic Four Diamond Hotel. Relax with a spa treatment with dinner at the Trellis Room. Call 415-3081 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with showers and temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, then colder with lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane. Kelly will be back with us soon. And coming up next hour, Jeff Poor joins us. Lots to talk about out of Washington and Montgomery with him. Also, a reminder, speaking of Washington, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. When do you think the government shutdown will end? Right now, by the end of January, 46%. 1 to 3 months, 37% of y'all. 3 to 6 months, 12% of y'all. 2% say it won't reopen by the end of this year. And 4% say the government will never fully reopen.
Unfortunately, that 4% is starting to look smarter and smarter
as the days go by. Online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got junk? You want it gone? You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Here's how it works. If you made a pledge to yourself and the family for a New Year's resolution, you're going to get cleaned up and organized in the new year. The first thing you got to do is get the junk out of the house. And the nice thing about setting that appointment time with 1-800-GOT-JUNK is a specific time on a specific day, which is a deadline. In other words, it gets you off your duff, gets you organized, or gets you motivated to get organized and get the junk identified. So when the crew shows up, they can get rid of that. And don't just think in your house. I mean, it can be in your house. It can be a junk room. It can be up the creaky attic ladder stair thing. Or it could even be outside your home. It could be a storage building you have in the back of the house. You want the stuff out of there. Heck, you want the whole storage building gone. They'll take that. If you've got a swing set and your oldest child's in graduate school, they can get rid of that as well. Storage units you hadn't seen in years, they can get rid of the junk in there. Or if you have to get a home ready to sell, or maybe your business, you've just got accumulated a bunch of junk there. You need it gone. You need it done quickly. Pick up the phone and call them, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Or go online and make that appointment to go to 1-800-GOTJUNK.com. All right, coming up next hour, Jeff Poor joins us, and also we'll talk to you at 343-0106, 343-0106. We'll review Chief Batiste's press conference yesterday about the slain Mobile police officer, Sean Tudor, what happened on Sunday, and also we'll get your calls on that and talk about the funeral procession and the lineup where hopefully people can stand to show their gratitude to the family of slain Officer Tudor on Friday. Well, all that coming up next hour.